Hello. So I'm Ellie. I'm one of the business development managers at Practice Plan. And I'm here today just having a bit of a chat with Simon Walker, who's one of the principal dentists at Headless Cross Dental Practice in Redditch. And we're going to spend some time today just having a bit of a catch up in regards to, how the last few weeks have played out, the highs, the lows, what have been your challenges, and then what's the situation with reopening? Obviously, we've all been told now that practices are allowed to start reopening in some capacity from the 8th of June. So it's just to kind of get your thoughts, where you're at, kind of what you've got planned, what you've had to do. So just fill us in really. How have you found the last, where are we? 10 weeks, 10 weeks.
A challenge. I've had some huge lows. My father died, but from old age, really. But that's definitely has been a challenge. The funeral, we're only allowed six people, so that's not a nice thing to start
That
conversations about
not
your dad dying.
I'm sorry.
But it was a blessing, my father, really, in the end. But that's been my toughest part. So for me, COVID is, and all this has been tough, but that's put that a little bit into perspective in terms of life, the most important thing, and being healthy and all of that. And my concerns, I want to go back. I love my job, and there's certain aspects that I don't like. But generally, I do love looking after patients. I love doing all sorts of different dentistry and involving implants, right through to being a normal family orientated dentist. I do all sorts of stuff. I've always gone lots and lots of courses, and I do like it. But it also, I see this as a time that you can reset stuff that you don't like doing. We've all had time to sit and think. Actually, that bit I'm going to change, because you're just so busy. But you always say, I should be doing this, should be doing that, making time to do that. And you just never do. You always put it on the back burner because you're busy. And then when you're not, you want to have some family time or
Time.
time doing hobbies, seeing friends, et cetera, et cetera. So it has given me a time to think. The frustrations I have at the moment really are looking at the evidence based on how we're going to work. What we'll be able to do, and in terms of I go from great, I'm going to go back to, ooh, should I be going back? But my overriding drive is to maintain my team's safety, patient safety, and how I work is that if I've got a problem, I want to know as much about it, and on webinar out really, and information out. The people that I think have absolutely been tremendous for me, Chris Barrow, for me, what a star. Absolutely, I couldn't have done this without him. I haven't watched any of his stuff today, but I think that's the first time I've done that. If I've missed it, I've always watched it on a catch up. And I think he has been blooming brilliant. People like Dominic O'Hooley, who I don't know, but I've looked at what he's trying to do. And again, cut through the hysteria from what I've seen of him. I
So
think a
important.
huge respect to him. I like Simon Thackray, and I don't know him at all, but I like the way he operates, and he comes across as a very genuine, nice
Very
kind of guy.
much
And
Very much
of course, in the future, I'll meet and thank him for it, because he has made me laugh, he's made me cry, and all those things. He's been
That's
brilliant.
Simon.
Yeah, he does seem a nice chap. And
He is.
there's the BDA. I think the BDA have had their finest hour. Not everything for me, but genuinely, again, massive respect to the BDA in terms of how they've tried to lead different professions. Everyone sits with their own problems. We're all dentists, dental hygienists, dental team members. We all look at it slightly differently depending on where we're sat, and also whether we're NHS mix, which most of us are. I've got a very small NHS contract, but I am still a mixed practice, or whether you're completely private, specialist, etc. You look at these things very, very differently. Frustrations for me is getting to do the right thing. I'm in some respects a fortunate situation because I was going to have my surgery redone in June. I was 2 weeks walking with the dogs, my wife, my kids in the Lake District. And my surgery was going to be completely kitted out because I took the view, well, I've probably got 10 years of dentistry left. I'll put a real nice surgery in there, get some use out of it, and then hopefully enjoy someone it. Will buy my space. and people have still got a decent surgery in there. So when it kicked off, I rang them and said, we're not doing this. I don't know what's going on. I put a stop to it. And then I thought, you know what? It probably makes sense to do it. So I kind of felt a little bit like I was accelerating towards a car accident rather than braking. Spending all that money on a surgery at this time, and I've got obviously financial issues in terms of where I'm sat with it, but I am massively being helped by practice plan, those membership, and also giving the dentist more during that. And I'm not saying that because I'm on this ethical interview. That's just been massive, massive help to me. So I just decided to go ahead and do it, and design it slightly differently because of what was happening than what we originally planned we drew up. So I've got all sorts of little bits and pieces, like the taps you don't touch at all. And yeah, I've actually decided to put air filtration in the room, though again, the evidence behind that isn't there. We've looked at fogging machines and we've got those coming. And I've also put tried to create a negative pressure room as well by putting a fan in the wall that goes out to the outside. So I've tried to cover every eventuality and awaiting what we're told is the best way, because obviously for dentistry, that key thing for it to work is that fallow period being as short as possible, but being safely as short as possible. I'll probably jump to that. I'm known as a man with an iPod shuffle for a brain. I would jump from here to there to there. So it's probably a little bit all over the place, but that's kind of how it feels to me. Some days it almost, my brain's like a washing machine in terms of should I be doing this and that. And I think what I also have taught myself to do is just to stop and go do something else, go and take the dogs for a walk, go and have a chat to the kids, because they've been at home and I haven't seen them. They're at university, my eldest, and she's been at home. It's great to have that time again with Megan, as well as my son Oliver, who's there's about behind me. He's probably about seven there, but he's 17. He's taller than me. And so it's a very old picture behind me. But so that's kind of like a blitz run through for me, really, what's going on. In terms of reopening, we've been doing Zoom meetings throughout. We had a couple of weeks off because I just thought we're not really saying anything new. But Zoom's been hugely helpful, and I've been taking bits again from practice plan in terms of the bits that you send at the end of the week and looking at those and then using those. So we've had a kind of final Zoom meeting, I think, today, and then the plan is we're being fit tested on Friday this week. My surgery is done on Friday, and then Monday the 8th, 9th and 10th, we're going to have training in the practice and just get us really up to speed and make sure all the team are comfortable in terms of what they're doing, what we're expecting, the differences, etc. We can also just trial runs of the software we've got in terms of the remote stuff to contact patients, check all that works. And hopefully talk to everyone, check, because I'm sure all of them are going to have reservations, should I be working, etc. And I want to find out on a one-on-one. I have spoken to them at times during it all, and I've rung them and asked them how they're feeling. The hygienists are a massive part of my business. I've got four hygienists, trying to check that they're comfortable doing it, what their thoughts are, and again, we've got the filtration systems going into their rooms, whether they're needed or not, whether they work or not. I just thought I'm going to do that now, so I've done that. And that's kind of where we're going to be, and I'm just going to see how it goes, really. I'm waiting for the FGDP guidelines to come out today, which I think is hugely important.
They did.
I've not had time to look at that. And then the NHS, more guidance comes out tomorrow, and then the plan is to start the week within the 8th, managing patient expectations. For me, it's going to be a very soft start, slow start, and see what we're comfortable with, because I've not worked in the masks, and I've heard that is challenging, and my team haven't worked in the masks, and I think that a very slow start, and then we will see, again, following the guidance, seeing where it is, where the R rate is. I mean, things I'd love to see come into our world is understanding the R rate in our area.
Yeah, very useful.
And hopefully they'll get some kind of testing that you can test someone. Again, that's if you're doing it in a practice, it's never going to be as sensitive as something that's taken someone's blood and it's done in hospital where there's probably isn't any false negatives or positives. But having a few bits and pieces there that can help us in terms of looking at the risk and risk assessing all patients. And there's a lot to think about. You know, there's a lot of people who have got or shielded or have got, you know, in my team at the moment, I don't believe anyone has fortunately is shielded or has medical histories that are going to compromise. Give an added kind of thing to think about, but there's obviously most of our patients have got a really risk assess.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a you know, the team. I'm very fortunate with my team around me, but this is going to challenge us all, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a huge. It's part reassurance, but it's also a part education piece. I think for me, particularly when it comes to patients, you know, setting out your patient journey and explaining that. You know, the time that you're going to be able to take with them is going to be a little bit different, that you're going to look a little bit different, that, you know, they were coming into a clean and to a safe environment anyway before all of this happened. And it's setting out those steps, I think, that you've taken to make sure that everyone is, as you know, as safe and as well cared for as they can be. So what's your team's reaction been like about coming back to work?
Well, on Zoom, but most of them just really want to come back. I've asked them, I think you have to be a certain individual to say you've got no reservations, and they've all got some reservations. But hopefully, we've got some Aquiline stuff that I've looked at and I've sent to them all for them to read. So that's going to be our basis on our training, one or two of the bits and pieces. So hopefully that will give them confidence in what they're doing and in the health and safety aspect of it. I don't think, as Chris Barrow says, anyone's jumped off the bus yet. But at the start of that, I thought, well, you know, are any of them going to come back? Because the way this looks, are they all going to kind of run for the door? But I think they're all. At the moment, as far as I know, touch wood, they're all going to come back. And we're going to do a video. Martin Craven's partner at work, he's much better at that kind of stuff than me. And he's going to do a video of a patient journey, which we would have done before now, but because the practice is such a mess, because my surgery's been done, and my surgery's downstairs, he's right onto the reception area. And we can't do it until Friday, and I think we'll do it on Friday, and then put that out on Facebook and on the website for patients to have a little look at that. I mean, I know obviously we've already done that, and that hopefully will reassure some patients. But again, that will be interesting to see who wants to come, because I already imagine there could be three groups. There'll be some people who you're not going to see for a year, they're just not going to come out of the house, they're scared to death. And then others who are completely, I'll be there. And then others who probably just need a bit of reassurance. So we've just got to deal with each of those kind of groups and look after them back.
Have you got any plans to sort of adjust your opening hours? Have you done anything different with your diaries to kind of manage the patients through? Or what kind of practicalities are you looking at in terms of the way that you're going to work?
The diaries, I mean, people, again, I've heard this term, working 8 to 8. And I think we've got to obviously look at doing that, because there's a lot of patients who have not paid into the plan but not had their month their 3-monthly or 6-monthly visit. So we've got to look at working harder, and obviously we're going to be seeing fewer patients, so again that lends to working longer hours. But there's the balance isn't there. So in terms of that, you, although you've been at home, it is all still quite tiring, mentally tiring to look at it. And if you go back and you absolutely hammer away at it, you know, you're going to burn yourself out. So our plan is to offer extended open hours, yes. We'll do it in teams. The hygienist, we might look at Saturdays and Sundays. It depends on what we're allowed to do. I've got a look, still looking at the guidance on that, and how it's going to work depends on that follow period after a patient.
Yeah.
And I've still not, you know, still got to organise and get that clear in my head. I want to look at the NHS guidelines tomorrow.
Yeah.
As well as read the FGVP ones, which have come out today, and I haven't done that yet. But yes, extended hours, it's sure, extended hours, we've got to do it. But I'm also bearing in mind that we'll do it in teams with the nurses, maybe working 8 to 1 and then 2 to maybe 8. But there's going to be some childcare issues in some of the team. And that's what I'm trying to ascertain amongst my team now. We're going to have a fit test on Friday, and I'll just talk to them individually, and I've asked them on Zoom today, can they tell me what hours they think they can do, where their issues are, so we can try and plan it. It's all to be organised still, but massively being thought about.
And that's the thing, I think, to a certain extent, things are still a movable feast, aren't they? You know, to a certain degree. And they will be, you know, things will change. And I think that's sometimes one of the hardest things. You know, none of us like change, but at the moment change is inevitable, isn't it? So it's just
coming back. You're just never gonna be the same, sadly. As Chris Barrow, I've heard him say that. It's you know, we all would prefer to go back to February or January, but that is not gonna happen.
No, it isn't. It will be. You know, I keep talking about things going back to normal. And I was talking to someone this morning about McDonald's reopening this week. And I said, oh, you know, a little bit of normality. But in actual fact, that's not normality either, is it? It's a new normal. It's a taste of sort of what life used to be like. But it's not normal again. So like you say, it's being flexible and making sure that people are comfortable and providing that reassurance, which I think is just so, so important. So. What advice would you give to other practices in terms of their reopening that you found?
I'm not sure I should be giving advice to the dentists, really. It would be my first comment, because, you know, everyone's situation is different, and who am I to give anyone advice? I feel uncomfortable with that question. All I can do is speak what I'm trying to do, and I'm just trying to make my team feel safe, my patients feel safe, look at the evidence, and turn off some of the social media at the end, because some of it is just, oh my goodness.
It's quite hard going.
Oh, it is, yeah. But I'm trying to look at the real key ones for me, the FGVP guidelines. And looking at, you know, there's lots of people that, again, practice cooking, but practice, I've got a lot of good speakers, and there's a lot of good evidence in there, and that has been helpful. But I don't think it's a mad rush. One of the things that I think that when they say the 8th, I mean, that was sprung on us. And we've been planning to do it. We've got air filtration. My air filtration unit, if you order it now, it'll be months. Well, mine's coming. I've got one coming tomorrow, and I've got some others coming at the end of the month. But PPE is a massive problem, isn't it? To get PPE that's proper, so to speak, that isn't faked, etc. And that's going to be an ongoing challenge. And I don't think you need to rush back. I think the communication to the patients is the most important thing that we do now. I think my plan is to start ringing patients Wednesday this week and start feeling how they feel about coming in. And that, I think, is the most important thing now, is to start speaking to the patient. So I'm going to get on the phone and start talking to patients over the next 2 or 3 weeks that have got appointments booked in, and the ones on my list that have rung me during this time, and sort of get a feel, a vibe from them. Fortunately, I've not got many are in desperate trouble. So good. That's again, so it's made it a little bit easier. Yeah.
Well, I think you can only do what you can do, and it sounds like that you've, like you say, even with the kind of the reworking with the design of the surgery, perhaps it was perhaps it fell at the right time, as opposed to it, you know, coming at completely the wrong time. Perhaps certain things fell at the right time, and it sounds like, you know, you've got, I think you've got the right things at the core of what you're doing, you know, your team and your patient safety. And I think that's all of us, all any of us can really ask for now, you know, in this new world that we live in. So yes, stay safe, and I hope that next week.
I've bored my kids to death. They don't want to talk to me now again. They're all here. I want to talk to someone else.
Fresh faces, new people.
Smile at me at least. I think they're laughing.
No, they'll. It'll be nice to, like you said, be very, very different. But I think after we get across that initial period of, right, what are we doing? Then it'll be good to get back to some sort of semblance of normality. And, you know, as always, if you need anything from us whatsoever, then, you know, we're on the end of the phone or on the end of a video chat, which is our new life. But yeah, if you need us, then, you know, we're all here. But yeah, I hope it goes well, and I hope, like I say, you all stay safe and do what you need to do, and we'll be here on the other side of things. So yes, take care. And thank you ever so much for doing this today as well. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. You know, you've been brilliant. Practicum, as I say, has been very helpful during all this. So I'm not just saying helped me.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear. And, you know, that's what we're here for at the end of the day, is just to kind of provide whatever support we can. You know, we can't change anything that's going on out there, unfortunately. But as long as we can kind of be here to support our practices and our dentists, then, you know, that's all we really, you know, that's
can
our
I
reason.
Say one more thing? Chloe Close has been brilliant for us as well. She's and Josie, I know Josie's not been a Wallace, and Josie's always been brilliant with me so long. I love Josie a bit, and I know you've taken over while Josie's coming back, and but I'd like to thank actually Josie for what she's done with us in the past. And Zoe Close, has been absolutely brilliant. Like all practices, we've had challenges, and she's been so useful to sort of.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I know you're wrapping it up, and I'll chuck back.
No, it's absolutely fine. No, I completely agree. You know, Zoe knows. Zoe's my go-to person. So, you know, she knows it inside out. So I completely and utterly agree with you. So, yeah, no, that's wonderful. Thank you ever so much, Simon. And we'll speak to you soon.
No worries. Okay, bless you.